Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. In America's visit, all in one, humiliation, pleading, legitimacy, concessions, and new rules. Translated. The visit of Turkish President Erdogan to America to participate in the United Nations General Assembly meetings constituted a disgraceful scene, not only for him, but for all state leaders as well. The arrogant American President Donald Trump delivered a speech before the General Assembly in which he declared that, quote, America is blessed with the strongest economy, the strongest borders, the strongest military, end quote, and that within 8 months of his rule, he imposed on the world an additional tribute amounting to $17 trillion, and that America is in an excellent position while the rest of the, quote unquote, countries are going to hell. He said that the decisions of the United Nations are useless and claimed that he ended 7 wars within 7 months. He described the 7th of October 2023 as, quote, the savagery of Hamas terrorists, end quote, considering that the solution lies in the immediate release of the prisoners, and added that the most persecuted religion in the planet is Christianity. Trump directed insults in his speech to all countries, from Latin America to Islamic lands, and from Europe to Russia, showcasing American arrogance at the top of his voice, while representatives of the countries in the hall responded to these statements with applause. Then came the turn of the American Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who spoke frankly about Turkey, saying that leaders who go to meet Trump beg America to solve the issue of Gaza, and that they say whatever they want outside the White House, but in the end, they rush to him. He added that Erdogan will also come to the White House and that the leaders beg to get 5 minutes to meet and shake hands with Trump. As for America's ambassador to Turkey, Tom Barrack, he stated that Trump had become fed up with Erdogan, but he would grant him the legitimacy he needed, pointing out that the issue is not S-400 or F-16 aircraft, but quote-unquote legitimacy in the first place. The Trump-Erdogan meeting took place in this humiliating atmosphere. Before the visit, the media had talked about a secret meeting between Trump's son and Erdogan in Istanbul, during which it was agreed to purchase 300 Boeing aircraft in exchange for setting a date for the meeting. While other leaders were begging for 5 minutes, the meeting between Trump and Erdogan lasted for 2 full hours. During this meeting, Trump did not utter a single word in his statements about the Jewish entity or Gaza, nor did he remind him of the issue of Pastor Berenson, nor his remarks about the rigged elections. Instead, the meeting dealt with highly complex and costly files, including Syria, Ukraine, the sale of F-16 and F-35 aircraft, and military munitions, sanctions imposed on enemy states under the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act, Turkey's purchase of liquefied natural gas worth $45 billion from the other side of the world for 20 years despite the geographically gas-rich location, nuclear energy, the issue of Halbank and Monastery School in Haybiliada. The details of these meetings have not yet been revealed, while Trump said, quote, you'll be impressed with what happened with Erdogan, end quote. It was remarkable that Trump personally received Erdogan at the door, pulled out his chair, showered him with praise, held a long meeting with him, and then bid him farewell, describing the meeting as quote-unquote great, in a scene that shows the magnitude of concessions extracted and the role imposed. It is absolutely unacceptable for a state whose people are Muslims to ally with the United States, which is a declared enemy of Islam and Muslims, a partner in all the atrocities taking place in the Islamic lands, complicit in the genocide of Gaza, and an absolute supporter of the Jewish entity. Moreover, treating the arrogant American President Trump, who insults the words and extorts it, as a quote-unquote friend and making the concessions for the sake of a meeting is completely unacceptable. Furthermore, the fact that the Directorate of Communications clarified Erdogan's statements on Fox News instead of responding to the U.S. Secretary of State Rubio is extremely disgraceful. This humiliation that took place for the sake of a meeting with Trump constitutes mortgaging our future and our country and a betrayal of Allah, His Messenger, and Gaza, openly and publicly. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya Turkey. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.